Welcome to Not So Different, a podcast from the Center for Biosimilars. I'm your host, Skylar Jeremias. On this episode, we're going to be recapping some of the biggest stories from the rheumatology space regarding biosimilars. In April, biosimilars to treat rheumatic conditions had some progress, as well as some setbacks, and research showed that switching from originators to biosimilars is safe and effective, but warned about the nocebo effect. The European Commission granted marketing authorization for a citrate-free, high-concentration version of Sandoz's Hyrimoz, an adalimumab biosimilar referencing Humira. The HCF formulation allows for patients to receive treatment with a reduced injection volume and less injection site pain compared with the original low-concentration version. Hyrimoz HCF will be used to treat patients with rheumatoid arthritis, Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, plaque psoriasis, uveitis, and hidradenitis suppurativa. In the United States, the FDA issued a second complete response letter to Alvotech for its adalimumab biosimilar candidate, AVT02, citing issues with its Iceland-based manufacturing facility. The FDA conveyed that the manufacturing still exhibited some deficiencies from the last CRL, but no issues with the biosimilar product itself, including data regarding safety or efficacy, were found. Alvotech provided the FDA with responses to the agency's inspection observations and is now waiting for a reply. Alvotech said that it will comply with the agency's requests and that it still plans to pursue FDA approval. The FDA's new decision date is set for June 28, 2023. A study found that multiple switches between infliximab products appeared to be safe and effective in patients with inflammatory bowel disease. The study concerned Celltrion Healthcare's product Remzima, Samsung Bioepis's biosimilar Flixabi, also known as Renflexis, and the originator Remicade. Infliximab products are used to treat IBD, rheumatoid arthritis, ankylosing spondylitis, psoriatic arthritis, and chronic severe plaque psoriasis. Another study examining non-medical switching found that worsening patient-reported outcomes after switching from Humira to an adalimumab biosimilar could likely be attributed to the nocebo effect, emphasizing the importance for better communication between physicians and patients to ensure that patients' negative perceptions of biosimilars do not worsen PROs. In the aftermath of the U.S. launch of the first adalimumab biosimilar, Spherix Global Insights reported that although rheumatologists, dermatologists, and gastroenterologists rated their awareness of adalimumab biosimilars as high, a significant portion of each group reported that they were not confident prescribing a biosimilar over the originator. Despite comfort being lower than expected, providers expressed that they would be likely to prescribe a biosimilar generally. Additionally, most providers said that they were comfortable with adalimumab biosimilars having extrapolated indications and interchangeability designations. In an episode of Not So Different, the Center for Biosimilars talked to Robert Zutaut, clinical specialist with McKesson Provider Solutions, about the influx of biosimilars to treat rheumatoid arthritis expected to enter the U.S. market throughout 2023 and 2024, as well as actions that clinicians can take to prepare. A study in biodrugs found certain factors may influence a commercial health plan's likelihood of placing coverage restrictions on biosimilars, citing that biosimilars that are cancer therapies used to treat children, indicated for highly prevalent conditions, or only competing against the originator, were more likely to have coverage restrictions. The results are likely to apply to some rheumatology biosimilars, as rheumatoid arthritis affects around 1.3 million Americans, and up to 3.6 million Americans have psoriatic arthritis. Thank you for tuning into this special episode of Not So Different. To read all of the articles that were listed today, you can find them in the show notes. And until next time, you can visit us at centerforbiosimilars.com.